Early during the pandemic, drone footage outside of a Freestore Food Bank's mass distribution site showed lines of cars stretched down roadways. A surge of people, many of whom facing food insecurity for the first time, waited for boxes with pantry staples. Since then, over 600 pantries in the tri-state have provided almost 38 million meals, and the need for food availability hasn't dwindled much. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jolene Almendarez. 57-year-old Kenneth Gilbert says he has 4 chicken legs in his Westwood apartment freezer, peanut butter and jelly, a few canned goods, and ramen noodles. His budgeted $814 from Social Security and disability benefits is already gone. And when a caseworker didn't show up to help him yesterday, he knew he'd have to take the hour-long bus ride to the Freestore pantry on Liberty Street. It's set up like a grocery store so people can shop for the kind of food they want instead of just getting boxes of food. Gilbert is like a lot of people who go to the Freestore Food Bank. He only makes it there about once every 2 or 3 months when he can't quite make his money stretch to the end of the month. But he tries not to go because it's a logistical hassle.
The bag broke. Just from broke to, both of the bags broke.
In addition to the torn bags, he has to carry over 30 pounds of food 9 blocks to catch his bus home. But Gilbert is still grateful. He uses the onions, spinach, and juice he picks out to supplement the groceries he is able to buy.
I ain't got no complaints. I get free food. I appreciate it. I appreciate what they're doing. They've been there a long time.
The organization provided 27.5 million meals in 2018, says President and CEO Kurt Reiber, and he says 2020 was much different.
We have seen, almost a 60% increase in demand, and these are families that have never had to set foot in one of our pantries.
That's not normal. He says new families usually come to the food bank for the first time after something interrupts their budget, like a car needs a major repair.
What we saw with the pandemic is that everybody had that just exacerbated. They got to the point where they're saying, I can't make ends meet. When 2/3 of our families have to decide, do I put a roof over my head or do I buy food?
The increased need was a strain on the food bank. They lost the help of 13,000 volunteers who stayed home because of the pandemic. Food distributions dropped by almost 50% in the past year. But the Ohio National Guard is helping out until this fall, and there's some government funding they've been able to use to buy more food.
But we've been distributing about 1 million pounds of food every week. And when you put that in perspective, last year, our fiscal year, we did about just under 38 million meals. This year, we're on target to do over 50 million meals.
Reiber says there's a bit of a hangover effect happening right now as people go back to school and work. They may come to the pantry less often, but he predicts it will be a while before some can bounce back. The last time the food bank saw a spike like this was during the 2008 and 2009 recession. Reiber says it took almost a decade before the need fell to pre-recession levels.
In a time period that we would have spent about $800,000 on food, we spent well over $4 million on food.
But he says that's not sustainable. The food bank does more than provide nutrition. It also connects clients with agencies for rental assistance, job training, and free health care. They also have free clothing.
So our challenge right now is to tell this community is to say, okay, what's next? What are we going to do? How are we going to continue to change the dynamics for these families so that they don't have to be in want?
Reiber says the Freestore Food Bank is at the end of a capital campaign to get a bigger storage facility with more room for food distribution and workforce training. Jolene Almendarez, 91.7 WVXU.